Hello, everyone. Thank you for downloading today's podcast. We can't even use words to tell you how much we appreciate the fact that you've chosen us to listen through this time.
You're not doing a Friday. You know what the problem
is? Friday.
Because we've been doing Friday ones before it was Friday, and I think we're finding it hard to keep up with the day of the week. Manny forgot it was Friday, and we started launching into a long podcast.
Sorry. You're right.
Although I do have something exciting.
Tell us.
I found something, right, about people working at home, about all the stuff that you can claim and all details from it.
Oh, yeah, because tax now, because everyone's come in office.
Yeah, because my friend works at the ATO. I'm not the one that put you on notice, Maddie. But yes, she's given me a detailed list of everything that you can claim now that you're working from home.
Ooh, pass that along.
So if you're feeding your co-workers, for instance, your children, are you able to claim the cost of keeping them fed?
She has. I'll go back with a few questions and I'll give you all the details on Monday, okay? It's the next podcast, you'll hear it all.
I know we did one of this, and we might do this on the actual show next week. You know how we did the kid or co-worker? There's another one going around where you replace the co-worker with your pet. So my coworker just tried to crawl into bed with me and licked my feet. my coworker wouldn't stop humping my leg until I gave her a
Oh, that's definitely
eat.
Coworker.
My coworker's licking its own ass right now.
Hey, I know I'm very flexible, but I haven't done that in a very long time.
It's really hard to see if it would be any co-worker.
I got my co-worker de-sexed last week and he's still mad at me.
All right, here we go. Let's get into the podcast.
Stav, Abby and Matt.
On Hit 105.
Stay on home.
Work from home.
Work, 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 work.
Hashtag stay home. You know, if you can, that's the way to do it. And a lot of people are working at home for the very first time. I've got to... I think I've reached my limit, though.
Okay.
Because I didn't realise how social I was until I'm forced to stay home. And how much, I guess, we interact. And we've had at work just a social lunch invite where there's probably around about 12 or 14 people that get together on like a web app thing. Yeah. And we all have lunch together.
Yes.
Now, it's good to see everyone's faces, but I've reached my limit because it's hard. Because when one person talks, it will zoom onto them and then you can't see the other person at other times. And then we decided that we were going to do a workout. We were going to go with the Crave and do a workout. And I was like, cool, I'm not really feeling it because I'm working on my ISO kilos as opposed to fitness.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, but I was like, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it. I've got to support everyone. So we did it. And I thought, this is fine because really, she can't really see you. Do you know what I mean? You can slack off a little bit.
Yeah.
So we're doing a bit of a slack off. And especially Shiv, our executive producer, was totally slacking off. Mm. All of a sudden, she goes right up at the screen and goes, I can see you, Siobhan. You're not working hard enough.
What was Siobhan sitting on an armchair somewhere with a packet of Doritos? Where she just,
one of the girls was doing off screen. Yeah, she's like, what are you doing there? Where are you sitting? Come back on. She's like, oh, gosh.
Can't you just turn your... Like, you can if with a video chat. If you put, like, you know, the tin foil hat freaks, they put a little bit of sticky tape over their
But they want to see you.
The whole thing is they want to see you. There's no point doing the workout if you can't. But it's just... No matter what you say, it's still inviting someone else into your house.
Yeah.
At that time.
Well, they are saying that it is great that kids are going to be homeschooled, obviously, so they can keep up their education. But the parents have really got to step up their e-safety game because they're going to be online a lot and you need to be wary of that sort of stuff. I think the government's got a website you can go to pick up some tips on how to keep them safe while they're online too.
I didn't think about the safety thing. I just thought about the annoyance of them FaceTiming their friends while I'm trying to clean the house or walking around naked or something.
That's kind of safety.
What's worse? What's going to be worse than that?
Yeah.
Imagine your kids on a video chat, right? 25 other six-year-olds, the teacher there trying to teach maths. And you never know when a fight's going to break out between you and your partner. And then you just start... And when you fight, you know what you do? You go through your back catalogue of all the other fights you've had. So you give them a whole quarterly rundown of all the marital arguments that have gone on between you.
I think that's what it is, Manny. I feel like I've got to be on my good behaviour the whole time. And that's pressure.
Pressure or impossible?
Especially since someone
impossible
will be recording
pressure.
It.
yes.
And then they'll upload it.
Have you guys done many chats? Because I just feel like all I'm doing at the moment is just like on the house party chat, on Facebook chat, I'm on the web chats. There's just a lot.
No, I haven't done a lot, really. I mean, we used to do a lot of FaceTime when we lived in Melbourne, back to home. Mm. And that was the usual thing, like chatting to my mum, and my mum would have it like underneath her chin practically, and it would look like Jabba the Hutt was on the phone, but just with my mum's voice. But
I did a house party but I was cooking dinner, and then I realised halfway through it was like a cooking show. And then I really got into it. It was awesome. I was like, now I'm chopping the veggies, and you want to dice them up, and then you put them in.
Who are you having a house party with?
Our old producer, Peter.
Oh, cute.
Yeah.
I reckon, even though annoying as this chat thing is that we're all doing it, I reckon a lot more people are catching up than usual now. You know, because you're sitting around your house with nothing to do. Like, you wouldn't be a regular chat to our old producer, but now.
No, and then I talk to my cousin in Melbourne, just because they, you know, if you hop on and someone's on, then you go, you're on, and then you chat.
That's so,
I've chatted to a couple of people that I haven't spoken to in ages, and even. Rory's got a friend who moved down the Gold Coast, Chloe, and they've been FaceTiming pretty much every second day for like an hour. And you're like, why didn't they just do this before when they couldn't see each other as well? You know, because they love it. They're having a ball. So, yeah.
Speaking about the house party app coming up in the feed, they're offering $1 million reward.
Yes.
I'll give you a
really?
Wow. Apparently Bigfoot's been on it, and if you can find him.
Stab Abby and Matt on Hit 105.
I, Scott Morrison.
ScoMo.
Scott Morrison.
Well and truly served the people of Australia in the office of Prime Minister.
Yeah, the Prime Minister, who's been a very busy bloke over the last few weeks, Scott Morrison, is on the air with us this morning. Good morning, Prime Minister.
Good morning, guys. We're all phoning in from home this morning, I hear.
Yes, we are.
Yes.
And let me tell you, it could go anywhere, Prime Minister, because I'm pressing all the studio buttons off iPads at the moment for the first time, and my heart is a-pumping. I don't know what's going to happen today.
Well, it's great you're doing the job you're doing.
Yeah, thank well, don't swear much. Is what he's saying, because he hasn't got the stuff organised. I would like to say I probably need to apologise for being critical of you with the whole bushfire scenario and you going overseas, spending time with your family, and now as events would happen, you probably haven't seen your family in a very long time. You're not getting much sleep, and it is so stressful. Can I ask how you are personally coping with this?
Well, look, we just have a routine each day. There's a lot to get through. I've got a tremendous cabinet of ministers who are working great. I mean, the national cabinet of all the premiers and the chief ministers, Premier Palaszczuk, we're all working closely together and supporting each other. I've been down here in Canberra for some time, and family moved down here a little while ago as well. The kids are doing their school remotely, like a lot of kids are now. And so we're all sort of set up here for the duration of this, and that's what all Australians are doing. And we've just got to stay positive, stay strong, stay connected. I mean, what you guys are doing there is helping Australians stay connected, and I think that's really important.
We are, of course, all working from home. I'm in Oxley, Abby's in Carina Heights, Stav's there in Barden. But we're all sitting here wondering, we haven't seen each other in the flesh in a few weeks. When do you think is a realistic date for Australians to put into their calendar and say, that's when we're going to get on with normal life?
Well, I wish I could tell you what that is. And the truth of the coronavirus is that there are so many uncertainties and these things aren't known. What we have to do is keep doing what we're doing every day. And if we do that, then that day will be closer. And what we've seen is the rate of increase actually fall over the last week quite strongly, but it still needs to fall further. And we're down to single-digit increases. Yesterday it was down to 6%, I think, and that was a good result, but we still need to do more. Now, I've been saying 6 months for a while now. That was based on some work that was done, which saw when things might peak and then ease off, but those numbers change almost every day. The more we do the social distancing, the more we do the things we're asked to do and stay at home where we can always, but you know, going to work for those who have to go to work, those who have to go outside and pick up those things they need. So I said the other day, and essentials in our house the other day was Jenny going out to buy jigsaw puzzles because the kids are going to be here for a long time. But also getting some exercise each day, that's absolutely fine. And of course going out to work and for learning, for those who have to do that, and medical care and compassionate things that people need to do on a daily basis.
Would you imagine that school could go back, even though we're doing the self-isolation, that schools could go back since childcare is still going to be open?
Well, Well, childcare, as you say, will be open, and that's important. Yeah. We made that announcement yesterday, and that's free childcare for those families who need it. Many children will be at home, and that's fine, and those parents should continue to do that because we want those childcare centres to be there for those who absolutely need them. They're the children of people working in areas that, you know, like health in the health system, nurses, doctors, cleaners at hospitals, drivers, all of those people, essential to keep our economy running. So it's free childcare at those places to support them. But the health advice has not changed. It is, there is no health reason for children not to be able to be at school or be in childcare. They've got the arrangements in place. But the combination, well, there's also teachers who need to be in a healthy work environment as well, and that's why there's been some limitations put in place there. Now, what will happen on the other side of the school holidays? Well, the state governments are working hard on that. We've got a meeting of that national cabinet today. They're working with their schools. I expect, though, that we'll still have this for some time, combination of distance learning and at-school learning for those kids who can't do that at home. But there's no health reason behind that. That's just the practical things that have been put in place by state governments and independent and Catholic schools to get a proper work environment. But is also top of the list is the education of the kids.
And ScoMo, most Australians are going home in the afternoon and having a glass of wine to wind down and relax. Are you and your wife sitting down each day and, you know, doing
watching Tiger King
does?
And relaxing?
Yeah, like decompressing. You must be taking 5 or 10 minutes to just sit down and take everything on in personally.
Well, by the time I get home, you know, I try and do that, which is usually quite late. But, where I can, I'm taking in the odd episode of Ozark. It's pretty a full and intense time. I mean, it's Friday today. I mean, last Friday, Jen and I, we joined one of those house party things with some friends and caught up with them, which was a bit bizarre and sort of weird.
Did anyone drop in and say hello, or did you? Yeah,
we had quite a few. It was an organised one with some friends, we caught up with each other and all talked to each other about how things were going. And that's important for people to stay connected. I mean, as you know, we put in quite a bit of resource to mental health and also, you know, in areas like domestic violence and things like this, because we've got to remember, not everybody's home safe. And we've got to look out for each other and be mindful of what's happening around us. So we're putting that resource in. But, yeah, we connect. But I've got to say that that doesn't rate too highly on my daily agenda because getting this JobKeeper program in place, that's taken a lot of work. That's going to provide a lifeline to millions of people around the country. And we've got to get that passed through the Parliament next week. There's two big pieces of legislation we have to pass, both on industrial relations and on the getting the payments. The two are completely linked. So to get those payments to people, we've got to pass all of those bills.
I know there's so much going on just nationally on a daily basis as well, but is there much talk between you guys and other countries? And I know that Australia is doing extremely well comparatively, but are you talking to other countries as well about how they're going and what's going to happen and when our borders can open up and stuff like that?
Yeah, we do talk quite a bit. I've talked to the Singaporean Prime Minister, the Japanese Prime Minister, the Canadian Prime Minister, the PNG Prime Minister. I was texting last night with the Indonesian Prime Minister. We are talking a lot to each other to learn from each other. New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda and I, we speak quite regularly. We're dealing with very similar challenges. They have their health system doesn't have the capacity ours does on intensive care units and things like that. So they've had to go even harder on lockdowns for those reasons, and that's understandable given the system they have to work with. Everybody's country is different, and I'd sort of say this because I know everyone's looking at what everyone else is doing everywhere else in the world. What I've been talking about is we need Australian solutions for the Australian situation we have here, and while there's a lot to learn from all of that, we have to do what works for Australia and that is consistent with how we live and our values and our principles, and that's what we're doing. And so far, Australians being very patient and really getting behind this, and so we are flattening that curve, which is going to save so many lives and so many livelihoods. It's so important that we keep doing that. If we keep doing that, then it's going to work out better.
We're all just taking a little moment to take that all in. We've got a big delay between our microphones, two Prime Ministers, so that's why we're, you know, we're enjoying your chat. You're very interesting, but we're worried about jumping on top of each other during the interview.
Because it is two things at the moment, though, that you are trying to, I guess, we're flatten the curve and look after people's lives, but I always get concerned as well that if the economy does get so badly affected, and we know so many people have lost their jobs, that it is sort of a mental issue as well, mental health.
Absolutely. That's why we increased the funding for mental health for that very reason. We increased funding for emergency assistance for things like food bank and places like this. The economic side of this is incredibly important, and this is why this is so hard and so complicated. If it was just an economic crisis, there's a whole bunch of things you can do there to address that. But the problem is with a health crisis and an economic one, they both work against each other. So the more we close down businesses to protect people's health, well, that affects the economy. And the more we open up the economy to help people's jobs, that can risk people's health. Yeah. So that's why what we're facing at the moment is like nothing any of us have ever seen before. I'd love to provide more certainty about how long this is going to run. That's why I'm saying, look, settle in for 6 months. I hope it's sooner, but it could be longer. But that's why this is so complicated.
Well, we've got to save people's lives, and we've got to get the NRL back on the television, ScoMo. You know that.
I wouldn't mind that.
mate, we really appreciate it. We know you're very busy at the moment. We, from our show, we appreciate everything you're doing for the country and for the people in Brisbane. So thank you for taking the time to chat with us this morning.
Well, thanks, Stav, Abby and Matt. Good to talk to you again. Look forward to doing it again soon.
Stav, Abby and Matt.
On Hit 105. Can you make a hotline ring?
Can ask us anything. First calls, we would love to hear from you. 131060 is our number. Now, there's a lot of people homeschooling, and we do love Lauren. Lauren is committed. We've asked her to call every day with a useless fact that she's learning from homeschooling. Morning, Lauren from Manly.
Hello, everyone. How are we all?
Good. Right. What do you got for us today, Lauren?
Teach us. So we learned all about the skeletal being of humans. So did you know when you stand up against a wall, put your shoulders against the wall, put your head against the wall, you can't touch your toes?
Yeah. Oh, I don't remember there was that challenge going around on Instagram that did
to
that
lift the
there
chair.
Was something like that, wasn't there? Or was it the
well,
chair?
Well, you also can't lick your elbow unless you're probably Gene Simmons from Kiss.
That is true.
Yeah, but how many times do you want to try when people say that? Yes. You're like, nah, I'm going to give it a go.
I can do it.
Do you reckon if someone ever dislocates their shoulder, they go, this is my chance to finally lick it.
Extra long tongue.
Thank you very much.
There you go. Thanks, Lauren.
Actually, Marty's calling through from Tingalpa this morning. Now, Marty, you hit me up on Instagram. You're doing something pretty amazing there.
Yeah, thanks, Marty. We're really passionate about our community and looking after our healthcare workers. So on Monday and Tuesday, we're baking a heap of bread, and we want to try and get it out to the people who need it, either the healthcare workers or the vulnerable people. You know, we just want to be part of that, and we want to help out.
So,
Marty, that's brilliant.
Yeah, you're the state manager of Baker's Delight, buddy. If people want access to that help, what is the place they can go to register?
Yeah, shoot me an email at marty.mason@bakersdelight.com.au and we'll get that bread out to you on Monday or Tuesday, whichever one you want. We'll do it both days.
Fantastic. All we need now is a fishmonger to get on board, and we've got the whole loaves and fishes going on. That'd be fantastic.
That's Easter sorted.
Yeah. We got Sherry giving us a call for first calls. Morning, Sherry.
Hey, morning. How are you?
Good. What do you got for us this day? Okay.
Well, I found out a random fact the other day. So the first type of soup that was actually, I guess, recorded or found out about was hippopotamus soup.
Hippopotamus soup?
Well, what's that? What do you mean?
Soup made from hippopotamus.
Yes.
Someone killed a hippopotamus and put it in a soup.
But you wouldn't fit that in a slow cooker. Like, what did they just...
It was ancient. Apparently, this was, like, thousands years ago. And I guess the bones that they found in maybe, like, I don't know, they used soup bowls. Mm. Yeah.
It's proven to be 100% safer than bats, so away you go.
That's true. 131060 is our number. Doug, you are on the air with us, mate, from Ipswich. What do you want to chat about in first calls?
I just want to put a shout out to my neighbourhood in particular, and just how everyone is banding together and to try and help each other out for this stuff. You've got neighbours that are actually now starting to talk to the elderly couples down the road, offering everything they can. You know, going shopping, and it's just amazing to see how everyone is trying their hardest to band together, and it is great just to see some of the community on just how strong we can be and how we're going to try and pull through this.
It is beautiful. I was saying, Douglas, that I feel like I'm connecting with so many more people in conversation, but yet so distant. Like I'm standing so far away that you're having deep and meaningfuls with a lot of people that you never would have spoke to, which is really quite nice. Like just...
Yeah, I completely agree.
They're walking in the street, yeah.
Mm.
So it is nice.
The upside for Abby is she doesn't have to raise her voice.
Stab Abby and Matt on Hit 105.
Finding someone a gift that they actually like is really hard.
I don't know if we'll get any calls on this, but if you want to call 131060, I would love to chat to you. I want to know if you have claimed a present, giving a present that you didn't actually give. You know, when flowers get delivered and you take off the little card and you pretend that you're the one that bought them, like Maddie Acton did.
Oh, what?
No, it fell out. I had no idea. Flowers were handed to me. There was no card in it. And I was like, surely these are from me and my wife, aren't they?
I was messaging his wife, Esther, and I was asking how she was going. She's like, not really great at the moment. And you do, you go up and down. It is a roller coaster, a really bad roller coaster that you can't get off. And I thought, oh, you know what? I'll support a local florist and I will send her a bunch of flowers. Oh. So it happens that it was also their anniversary that day.
Mm-hmm.
So I got not a thank you from Esther, but I got this video message, Stav, from Maddie Acton.
So some beautiful flowers just got delivered as I was out the front. Turning on my sprinkler from the wonderful Abby. They say Mrs. Acton, but if I take this out... Oh, baby, happy anniversary. Look what I sent you.
Brilliant. Genius.
Well,
love it.
Well played. Because I got them delivered at home because she was supposed to be working from home, but it happened so late in the day she was out shopping.
I tell you what, she couldn't have picked to go to the supermarket at a better time. Some dude is I'm standing on the footpath and some dude's standing on the street because he's social distancing. And he actually was like, he was going to throw them to me like a football. I was like, no, just put them down. Put them down on the ground.
And walk away. Well, I wrote in there like, please to have non-contact delivery.
Yeah, right.
So I wrote in there, so he's probably just ditching him from the thing. But I appreciate that because my husband's always done that. So if any flowers have got, like, delivered, he's always taken off the card, especially when I had Bubs at the hospital. They go down, and he came in and said, like, I gave you these. So I was like, sweetie, I don't think you realise you took out the instructions of how to
keep them alive.
And you left the card in there. So it was actually from my friend in Sydney. He goes, ah, damn.
To be fair, does anyone ever pour that little packet of little jelly bits in?
I do. Yeah.
I always cut the stems as well. I don't think you need that, do you?
Yeah, I cut the stems too. Yeah.
I know.
But he thinks you did floristry, remember?
Yes, I've got a certificate in floristry from TAFE. It's my backup plan. Yeah.
You actually went to TAFE for it.
No, we did it through high school when I did catering in year 12. It was like a subsidiary of the catering. I don't know why, but I had a knack for it. Yeah.
How did you not get a girl pregnant in high school with all that floristry and catering, honestly?
And then I could make a bouquet of flowers that I gave to her. So.
But look, I did come clean in the end because
she did say thank you. But I was at what point? I was like, I'm not gonna ruin it for you because if you haven't got an anniversary present, then I'm
Maddie, did you come clean after?
No,
she thanked you for the flowers.
No, I'll have you know that the two $5 scratchets I got her for our anniversary, that was enough.
So romantic.
That's what we always get each other because it's always a hope if we win, we'll be romantic and stay together.
Hey, babe, you could potentially win $500,000, but in the contract it says you must stay with me. 131060, phones are open. Have you ever, you know, whether it was flowers or something else, just taking credit as it was your gift. We'll get you on next here at Hit 105.
It's Stab, Abby and Matt on Hit 105. Hit 105.
Feel your body.
Apologies.
No,
I could explain to you. I'm at home pressing buttons, but I make those mistakes anyway when I'm not at home, guys.
We might make you do like 10 burpees for every mistake or something.
Ooh,
just for fun.
Oh, I was so fit.
Because we're live streaming, aren't we? So people could see that. I'd like to see that.
There's one.
Finding someone a gift that they actually like is really hard.
I wasn't angry. I was kind of impressed. I got a video from it.
I've just realised I've left your microphones down too. There we go. Hello? Now you're on the air, guys. People can hear you. Abby said she would make me do burpees for my paneling mistakes. That's why I burped into the microphone before.
Also, no one heard me say that. You just randomly burped.
You just randomly burped. Welcome to the show, everybody.
And I meant burpees to fitness stuff. You know that, right?
Anyway, I didn't know you did burping, Gary.
I wasn't angry at you, Manny. I was impressed that I got a video when I sent flowers to your beautiful wife because she wasn't having a good day. So I sent her flowers and you were at the front. You took off the card and went, you know what? I'll pretend they're from me. Cute. Mm.
All right. Now, Hope in the Rain Bar, did you have someone claim a gift? Your boyfriend did that?
Yes. So it was my 30th on the 23rd of March. And so the flowers were obviously left out the front with social distancing. Mm-hmm. And yeah, he took them inside. He took the card away. And my really good friend was like, happy birthday, didn't mention it. So I'm like, thanks. Like, because she couldn't see me for my 30th. And then the next day she's like, did you receive anything? Because I posted on Instagram the photos and giving my husband credit and, you know. And she's like, did you not get anything else? And I'm like, no, you know, quiet years, isolation. And, yeah, she's like, oh, I bought flowers and she sent me the receipt. And I'm like, I went into my husband. And I'm like, can I see the receipt to the flowers that you got me? And he's like, oh, actually, here you go, there's a card from your friend. I felt mortified. I was so apologetic to my friend. I felt so terrible.
Oh, well. You get what you get, you don't get upset. That's what we always say.
Yeah.
Siobhan, are we moving away from that slightly, are we?
A little bit.
It's tacky, doesn't it?
Does
you know what we always said about that?
Yeah.
Siobhan, in Margate, did someone claim a gift that they didn't get?
Well, it's actually a bit of a plan for tomorrow. So it's my birthday tomorrow and my husband can't keep a secret. So he's let me know that my sister's sending me flowers in the morning. Mm-hmm. And what we're going to do is we're going to sub out her card with his card and then we're going to take a photo together and I'm going to be like, oh my goodness, look what Ian sent me. And he would never normally do that. So she'll be like, I'm really happy for you and not really know how to break it to me.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting if she throws him under the bus or just tries to go, oh, that's nice.
Maybe they're pranking me together behind the scenes. I don't know, but it's going to be fun anyway.
ISO games. They're so much fun, aren't they?
Good on you, Siobhan. Thank you to everyone who called this morning.
It's Stav, Abby and Matt.
On Hit 105.
Hi, I'm Magda Szybanski. This is Timmy, one of the most famous ponies in all the known world. At least he was. Until poo happened.
Yeah, Magda Szybanski is on the air with us this morning. Hello.
Hello. How are you?
We're wonderful. We're all separated, just like you. We're all in isolation at the moment, and things are great, Magda.
you engineered this, didn't you?
Well, I thought you engineered this book to come out at perfect timing, so thank you. I don't know if you've rushed it through or this was always supposed to be, but come on, it's been perfect timing for having the kids at home.
Oh, no, it was always that this was scheduled, you know, about a year ago or several months ago. No. Who would have known? And then things have just moved so quickly. But, yeah, I mean, I do hope that it's, you know, a helpful distraction for parents who are got their kids 24/7.
I mean, it's good to have a kid. We need more kids' books. We were down to reading 50 Shades of Grey to my daughter, so it's good to have another one on the shelf. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Not a picture book she wanted, though, was it, really?
Very similar.
Well, I've never read 50 Shades of Grey, but this one's would be more 50 Shades of Brown, wouldn't it? Because it's Timmy, the ticked off pony, and the poo of excitement.
It's based on me. It's you know, thinly veiled. It's semi autobiographical, frankly. Timmy is an insta famous Shetland pony who's, you know, a legend in his own mind, and he's about to reach peak fame he's on the red carpet, his little hoof is just reaching out to the spotlight, when suddenly he gets overexcited and does a poo of excitement all over everyone and is thoroughly disgraced and rapidly becomes unfamous. That's the story of Timmy.
Magda, have you finished the series, though? Because this is the issue I've got with authors that are, you know, four children, is I have noticed that they haven't finished the series and the kids are reading so fast these days and they're like, when's the next one? And I'm like, oh, God. So please tell me you have.
No, I'm going to have to really... I'm on to book three. You know, so we're on it, you know. But it's also Dean Rankin, who does the illustrations, you know, give the man a chance.
He doesn't do
self-isolation. You've got no excuse, Magda. Come on, come on.
Yeah, so it's really, you know, we're on it. But it is really, this is a very weird time because it's, you know, I don't know if we'll accelerate the dates of release or whatever.
Have you been chatting to your mate Kim Kardashian after you guys went and did the Uber Eats ads together?
Yeah, she's staying at my joint.
Yeah, I wondered that. I wondered.
Yeah, yeah, Mag.
Can you put her on?
Mag, what you doing? Oh, no, she's busy. She's busy. She's busy converting my old bras into face masks.
Fair enough. Good job.
Didn't everyone love... They were very funny ads, by the way. They were very good. But didn't everyone love to, like, pick them apart and go, were they in the same room together? Who flew where? Oh. Did Kim come to Australia? What happened? I want to know.
Yeah, no, I'm telling you, she's staying at my joint. No one knows. She and Kanye. She left Kanye for me, actually.
Oh, wow.
True story. Yeah.
Actually,
Wouldn't you?
Of course.
Yeah, I just didn't know she was your type. That's what I was a bit surprised at. But, you know, each to their own. Each to their own, Magnet.
I'll tell you the real story. Okay, so because of scheduling, she only had that one day, and because I couldn't... She filmed on one day, and then a couple of days later, I filmed in Los Angeles, in the same set, but not at the same time. But I did have a really lovely conversation with her on the phone. Hmm. So there's your scoop.
Hey, she's quite intelligent, isn't she? Like, you know, people love to have a go at her and whatever, but she's a very smart businesswoman.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, you can't be that famous and sustain that fame for that long without having some degree of smart, but she also has a conscience. I mean, look, what can I say? I don't really know her very well. I spoke to her on the phone for probably about half an hour or so, but she, honestly, this was in the early days when the fires here were sort of starting. They weren't super bad like they got. But the first thing she said, how are you going with the bushfires? And, you know, she was right on it, and she does stuff for prison reform, and that's kind of the whole thing, you know, just, you know, bring it back to the book. It's you know, not to get too serious about it, but it is a little bit of an examination of the perils of shallow fame. And, you know, you go crazy if you don't keep a proper balance and be a realness to you, but also do things that are really not about yourself, you know. And I hope that kids will pick up on that, that it's, you know, just wanting fame and wanting attention, you know, it's not good for you.
It looks like it's a great read. I've got a copy in my hands, and I've got my six-year-old son homeschooling at the moment, and he loves to joke about poo, so he's going to love this book, Timmy the Ticked Off Pony.
And the poo of excitement. And you can get it. It's like online everywhere and in all the big bookshops. But, yeah, it's been very well reviewed by kids so far, which is like, that was what I was really nervous about. So.
Yeah. You should go to a Q&A with them because a lot of people are doing it. So good luck when that's allowed.
Magda, thank you so much for coming on this morning. Nice to talk to you.
Thank you for having me. Take care. Bye now.
Stab Abby and Matt on Hit 105.
I want to pitch something to you guys because... We're trying to keep some sort of normality, I guess, for a lot of people listening to the show. And we're trying to do that with our kids as well, because they're a little bit displaced with school finishing early, not being able to go to all their sports as well, see their friends on weekend, and just generally staying at home is hard for my boys. And I know that there is a lot of families that were planning on going camping for Easter. Mm. We were one of them. Matty, you always go camping, and often we go camping together, right?
Yeah, it's our thing, because we can let our feral children be feral and the judgment is just ever so slightly less.
Yes, and we always invite our other feral friend, Stav Davidson, to come along. But so far he has declined each time until now, Stav, because we have decided...
Is he coming camping with us?
Yeah. We have decided that we are going to keep normality up and we're going to camp over Easter. In the backyard.
Oh.
So we have decided that we are going to pack up the car. We are going to fight over where, what goes what. Mm-hmm. No, and we're going to pack up the car.
No, you can't do
just
that.
Just for fun.
Just whack up just the tent out the back.
No.
The
then we're going to drive is... around the block.
Yep, love
just,
it.
It's time wasting, Manny. It's time wasting.
Oh, yeah.
Are
and you then, lost? You got to get lost yeah, going gonna, around the block
then,
as well.
And we'll fight and I'll say, no eating in the car. I'll bugger it, just eat in the car. Mm-hmm. And then we're gonna come back into the driveway. We're going to take all the tent and I'm going to go and take the kids maybe for a swim or something while Scotty puts up the tent. And then we're going to sleep in it. Isn't
okay,
that fun?
So
you can do the same, Stav, and we can all like house party.
And the way it works, though, Stav, I'm sure you'll love this part. Is
yes.
What actually happens is the tents go up, right?
Mm. Mm.
Then the men take the kids to the pool because the women then decide, oh, we're going to get the food,
we're going to get
clothes,
things ready,
organized, right?
Yeah, yeah.
They say, well, we'll do all that stuff. We'll do the inside. So the men, they're sweating. They've had enough. They've got already. Then they take the kids to the pool for probably 20 to 35 minutes. Then when the men return to see what the girls have done preparing lunch, they
would you like a drink? Because we just had a little bit of a drink if you just want one.
They're shiz-faced.
Mm-hmm. Sounds great.
Yeah.
You've sold it. You've really sold it.
But here's the thing, though.
I don't want to come.
let's go camping. Mm. But I was like, well, it's hard, though, because if you're in the backyard, I don't know if normally there's, like, toilets. But he's like, no, we're camping. And I'm like, I don't want to be squatting in the backyard with our neighbours being out of sea. So I was like, well, I'll come inside with our youngest. And he's like, no.
You That's not camping. Eat.
That's what he said. It's not camping. Like we have to stay out there. And I was like, nah. See, I like camping when I'm doing it. But if you had a choice, you'd use a toilet.
Look, the only issue you've got is at a camp, everyone around you's in the same boat. So like everyone, you know, you do something a bit out of the ordinary, and they go, well, we're just camping. That's the go. In Carina Heights with your neighbours looking down into your backyard from their second story house with you snapping one off in the back corner, I don't think there's going to be as much leniency.
No, Matt, they're just especially those guys. You know how you have those campsites and then there's always those cabins? They're the ones in the cabins. They're not really camping. They're those ones. Or they're the ones that come in a huge Winnebago and just set up in front of you and you go, screw you guys. Yeah. They're them. That's them. So it's completely, that's fine.
Yeah. But I just want to say, if anyone is supposed to be going away for camping over Easter and you were like, oh, what are we going to do with the kids? Why don't we just put all our tents?
Pitch I tent love in the backyard. It. I don't even have to set up the tent in the backyard. I'll just kick the help out of it for the weekend. Fantastic.
we joke because he lives in Baden, la-di-da.
Oh, is
just
that
letting
joke?
You know, because I don't want people to really. Oh,
all this time.
I don't want you to people to think that you put the help in the tent, which is wrong because sometimes you let them sleep in the laundry.
For Easter, we do. So they'll be in the laundry anyway, and I'll just whack in the tent.
That's only when there's a lot of washing to be done. Guys, I want you to work around the clock, okay? Working around the clock this
they
weekend.
They should be happy they're employed at the moment.
Well, I know there are, you're right, Abs. There's a lot of families who their holidays have kind of been stripped away over this, but I think it's a really cute and a great idea to get out there. And the fire ban's lifted?
Yep.
I don't know. We're going to look into it because we did.
I checked the other week. We had one in the backyard. I checked last week. They were. Although, then. Always got to check. But
I don't know though, Maddie, if you will be willing to put a tent in your lawn, your sweet, sweet lawn.
Mm. Oh, no, Esther and I have had this conversation. I said, babe, there is a cubby house out there. If you want to go camping, that's where you sleep, and I'm not getting a dead patch for my kids' happiness.
Stav, Abby and Matt.
On Hit 105.
Guys, next week we're playing Alpha Bucks, but it's going to be different. We're doing kids' Alpha Bucks to help you keep those children entertained. We do give away answers at 6:30 and 7:30 live on the air, but we have the letter now if you want to get the
What is it, Shiv?
I believe it's F for financially better off. Yeah.
Yeah, right, come on.
There we go.
Staff, Abby and Matt's $10,000 Alpha Bucks.
Alpha Bucks. Alpha Bucks.
Yeah, look, every morning, 8 o'clock, there is $10,000 on the line. We're all from our homes this morning. I'm in Oxley, Abby's in Carina Heights, Stabby Boy's in Baden, and that's not going to stop us from hopefully giving 10 grand away to someone here in Brisbane.
From Carmavale, we've got Jenna. First time on air, so welcome.
Hello.
Hey, is it Jenna?
Oh, no, it's Gina. Sorry.
Gina, sorry. No, that's my fault,
Gina. Sounds like me, but that's okay.
All right. All right. Yeah, I'll set any name for $10,000. Well, yep. We hope you do get it. You know you get $50 for each correct answer, so pass if you can't think quickly. Hopefully we've got time to come back to it, but you just can't repeat the same answer.
Sure.
And if you have been listening, you would know that your letter is P for pineapple.
Yes.
Good luck.
Thank you.
All right, Gina, your time will start when I finish the first question, which this morning is, name something you find in a handbag.
Pin.
Name a musical artist.
P. Diddy.
Name a flavour.
Cast.
Name an overseas country.
Poland.
Name a TV series.
Cast.
Name a snack food.
Popcorn.
Name a type of flower.
Poppy.
Name a mammal.
Pass.
Name something with lots of colour.
Ooh, $250.
Oh, wow. Thank you so much. It's fantastic.
A good job. A few that you passed on, name a flower, you could have had a passion fruit, and a TV series, you could have had Prison Break or Pretty Little Liars. And the last one for a mammal was a platypus, but you still got $250, so good
job. My daughter's going to kill me because she loves Pretty Little Liars.
Hey, other good news as well, from next week, because we know that the kids are going to be home and it's been a long time with them home, we are bringing back Alpha Bucks Kids.
I have five of them, so you may hear from us again. So.
Sweet. Well, it's for people like you. That's why we're here. We're doing it for you. We have Mr. Toys Toy World Vouchers up for grabs as well, and those guys are still online at the moment. So make sure you've got the radio on nice and loud in your house as of Monday morning.
Stab Abby and Matt on Hit 105.
Brisbane, it's coming.
Ladies and gentlemen, give it up.
We just don't know when exactly, but it will definitely come. At a time when all live music has been cancelled, Brisbane needs hope.
Come together right now, over me.
It's the concert that will bring Brisbane together. A gathering of unknown music superstars.
Some of whom have never played instruments before.
For one night only, playing one or two songs.
One, two, three!
And we need you.
This is gonna be what Brisbane, if not the world and universe, talk about till the end of time.
Wow.
Yeah,
wow.
Sure. Okay, that's
big. Wow, that's too much.
You're talking about the virus or you're talking about the band?
Yeah.
No, the band, not the virus.
Yeah, sure. Okay, well, it is going to be a moment in history when we get through this. But yes, we just want people to have this time at home in isolation to just practice. Practice. Maybe you have an instrument that you've always been wanting to learn, or maybe you are talented. We'll hold auditions. But the first thing that we need is the song. So we did get people to suggest it, and we put a poll up as well. What are the final two?
They're bloody good songs.
Are they? Are you happy with either one of them?
The taste of Brisbane is unbelievable. And let's not forget, you guys all have to practice this song in your houses, and the first time you will do it together as a band will be on stage, probably in front of tens of thousands of people, because everyone will be so excited to... Yeah. End social distancing and get there to either the Brisbane Entertainment Centre or maybe Suncorp to see this. Vitamin C was in there. You guys remember the graduation song?
Yes.
Got voted out.
Great.
Good. I mean, it was nice, but it was...
It's too slow.
I want an upbeat one.
Yeah.
Do we have upbeat ones?
We do have upbeat ones. Macklemore also got voted out in our top two, and currently in no particular order. These will go up on to our social media over the weekend. It will be up to you guys to vote for the one that you want our isolation band to perform. Okay, now a classic.
I come from a land of love. Read us low and mention love.
A flute.
You can learn the flute again. Take you right back there.
That's fantastic. And I love it. Vegemite sandwich used in a song. I mean, iconic. Love it.
Now, the one it's up against, though, it's going to be tough competition.
two Scottish connections.
That's his bagpipe. Yeah, that's bagpipe song, isn't it?
Yeah, and Colin Hayes from Scotland. So, hey, I'm sitting pretty. Both classics, though. Both absolute classics.
I mean, I don't want to pick favourites, but if I'm going to vote, right, I would go for John Farnham, You're the Voice. That's just me personally. I feel like at the end of Isolation, all of Brisbane comes together. That's going to have, as the kids say, a real vibe to it.
I would say it is compulsory to have bagpipes in it.
Oh, yes. Completely. Okay. Can you play the bag?
No, he tried.
I cannot, but I know a few players. Yes, I can make a few calls there.
All right. Well, no, you got time alone.
Do you know who plays the bagpipes?
Stuart McLeod used to work for us. He was one of our techie guys.
Yeah?
He's a professional bagpipe. I got a message from Nikki, who runs the office, and she said, I need to talk to you. And I thought I was in trouble. And I went over to see her, and she's like, do you know anyone that plays the bagpipes? I was like, is that the question that you need? I said, but you know what? Yes, I actually do. I actually do. So, yeah. Otherwise, they take away your Scottish card.
Mm-hmm. You got plenty of time there at home.
He's tried before. We did something called YouTube University, which is when we tried to learn something off YouTube. And Stav tried, and he ended up getting a vacuum cleaner, I think, to put into the bagpipe to try to see if he could get some noise made.
I stuck an air blower to it, so I didn't have to breathe into it. Yeah.
Oh, right. Yeah.
They're a very hard instrument to play. They're also really annoying to learn because they're very, very loud.
Is there an instrument that is not annoying when you're hearing a kid try and learn it?
No, true. But it is very loud. But I could give it a crack. I've got a chanter.
I can see it now, though, actually, at the concert. We were like, guys, amazing. Here comes Stab Davidson out to play the bagpipes. He learned it in isolation, and he's currently single as well because his wife left him during that time. So if you want to hook up at the end.
There's no such thing as a single bagpipe player. It's too hot. it's just too dang hot.
well, that's it, guys. It's either Men at Work, Down Under, John Farnham, The Voice. We're going to pick out the song over the weekend, and then we take auditions next week, okay, to put this band together. Get onto the Hit 105 Brisbane Instagram page and vote over the weekend. We will announce it on Monday.
Stav, Abby and Matt.
On Hit 105. The
facial. Let's get some facial.
We're getting another facial.
Oh, make me over.
Manny, I know that you were like, if I'm going to be stuck at home, I'm going to go to Bunnings and you're going to buy everything for a few DIYs, right?
That's right. I'm going to attempt to do some repairs on my house that lots of tradies will make lots of money out of when they come to fix it.
Good plan.
And I have
Good
to say, from the bottom of my heart to any beauticians out there, you are not going to be out of a job because I've decided to do a few DIY facials at home. I gotta say, I'm not that great because I read a few online and I was like, you're supposed to have beautiful skin after, but all of a sudden my skin just broke out and had a reaction to natural products, right? So I was cleaning out my bathroom cabinet and decided to combine a few, and one of them I was missing a few ingredients, and I think it was some sort of, it was supposed to be a skin peel, but my skin just tightened so much. I was like, ooh, bad reaction.
What? Why do they use the word serum a lot? Like, you know, is that a way of getting you to pay extra if it's like, hey, you can either have the cream, which is $22, but if you get the serum. It's
$48. Well, no, the serum goes on before the moisturizer.
Of course.
And then it's supposed to activate the moisturizer. When I say it out loud, they all sound stupid. But I'm into serums now.
Activated almonds.
Yes.
Do you know what I've started doing? I started giving myself facials, and when you go there, they do like a steamer, which I think opens your pores. I don't know what it is. I know everyone that's a beautician would just be angry with what I'm saying right now. But I will set the timer for when the dishwasher finishes.
Oh, no.
And then,
and then you open the dishwasher and get all the steam from it?
It's great. And then okay, cool. Yeah. So after I cleanse, I run in there and I steam it for a while. Sorry about the dishes. And then I will go and put on a mask. And I've learned a few, right? So bananas are good. So you mash up bananas. And I get scared that some of these are joke because the stuff that I've had on my face recently. But yeah, if you put a bit of those, and if you do have... Come on, boy. If you do have some honey as well.
Yeah,
like natural honey, especially raw honey. If you put it on and you mix it in with the banana and you put it on, you leave it in there for around about 15 minutes.
This just sounds like a way of Capilano still making bank while the COVID stuff's all going on. You know,
they change their business on your eyes.
Oh, I don't know if that one's true. It's always a way to relax them, isn't it? But some people say that it doesn't really work.
Oh, so you're putting bananas and honey, whatever else you can grab in the pantry. I say cucumber, all of a sudden it's all fraud.
I thought that cucumbers were just a way of movies showing people that someone was lying on a deck chair having a facial. You know, like,
yeah.
Time I've ever seen that is in like a 1990s movie.
Yeah. So,
and the chick's always got her hair in a towel at the same time.
Yeah.
The other one that you can use is vinegar, especially apple cider vinegar. And I love this. They're like, apparently that used as a toner dates back to the time of Helen of Troy.
Oh, there you go.
Apparently she was using vinegar to splash on her face to make it look so beautiful. I don't know where people would find that information. The other one is oatmeal.
Yeah.
So if you put mix up the oatmeal and then put it over, and especially honey seems to be the big one, and egg white. Don't do what I do and left the egg.
The yolk in.
You know, and if you do, well beat it. That was my issue.
What is egg meant to do to your face?
Protein? I don't know.
Yeah, it's got good nutrients. Egg's good. I imagine egg's avocado would be good. But that's an expensive facial.
Yeah, I see. I don't want to put anything on my face that I prefer to eat.
That's true.
That's all, you know, that's a rule for everyone, to be honest with you. That's something that everybody should live by.
Well, can't you wash your hair with beer? Wasn't that a thing for a while?
Yes, you rinse it off with beer. Yeah, yeah, I used to do it when I was younger. My dad had to sit me down and have a chat to me about using his beer. And I was like, just so you know, I've been taking other stuff out of the wine cabinet, not the beer. Because you rinse it on. But you just have to be careful. You can also put egg in your hair. But if you rinse it with, I think, warm water, then it can sometimes go a bit.
Cook. Yeah.
To be fair, it just sounds like a great way to get a man. Your whole face is just a feed. You know, you get your avocado, have a bit of eggs, if you have breakfast, suck on the hair and have yourself a beer at the end of it. I bloody love this woman.
Yeah, I can eat her face.
If anyone does have any DIY suggestions, though, you can always give them to the Facebook page. We'll put them up, even as a joke, because I'm trying them all at this point. Yeah. I don't know what's true and not what's not.
First time all three of us live from our houses, so I've made a few mistakes today, but most people will be saying it's the same amount of mistakes he makes when he is actually in the office, and I appreciate
the difference. I actually just put up on our Instagram a photo of us. It's on my story or feed or whatever. It's the last time we're all together. Remember I asked for a photo?
Yeah, was that 2 weeks ago?
Yeah, you were in the photo, Steph. Yeah, I asked for a photo, and I was like, oh, if we've all got to now work from home, and it was on the 20th of March.
Oh,
it feels like a long time ago.
Yeah. Just only 2 weeks.
Jeez, oh,
time slow. Oh. You're miserably stuck at home. No. Hey,
I
look,
boys.
Yeah, we miss you guys too. And I've got to say to you, I've been going into the office.
Yes.
This was my first day working from home. And you guys have been doing a really good job as well there at home, getting up. It's very different. You got kids coming in and out, and you don't really get to get out. And you don't realise just how much just the drive to work is a big deal. You know,
yeah,
just
left the house in 10 days.
You've never appreciated your job so much, have you? Mm. And I know that there's so many people that have been stood down. Some, I hope it's temporary, some permanently at this stage. And just how much they would have wished that they could have whinged about going to work.
Totally. Mm. Yeah. But we're here, guys. We'll be on air next week, and then we'll be back on after the Easter break as well. So we know people are struggling at the moment, and we're going to be here to inform you with stuff. Plus, we're going to have a laugh along the way. We're going to have as much fun as we can. Alpha Bucks Kids does kick off on Monday as well, which we're very excited about.
So you don't just get to entertain the kids for that moment in time. You get to say, hey, you need to practice all day, every day.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Yeah. And still, well, with the older kids, we've got our Memory Mondays, and it's quite a big flashback because we're going back to play school and Benita. Do you remember Benita? Curly-haired one. You just say the curly-haired one. And
Yeah.
So we're going to be, a lot of people have been doing this lately, but we're going to be looking through some windows.
Do you reckon everyone says a name like that? Benita.
Benita.
even
like at Starbucks. So they go, I've got a coffee here for Benita.
Benita. No.
All right. Well, we love all of you who listen to the show. We'll see you guys Monday. I love you both. Have a great weekend, everybody. And thank you so much for downloading the podcast and making it to the end. We hope you have a great day and a wonderful weekend. We'll see you Monday.
Bye.
Steph, Abby, and Matt.
Steph, Abby, and Matt.